Over the course of the next 6 weeks, you'll see the postcards on your table. Crossway is going to go through a sermon series called Never Stop Loving. And basically what we're going to do is we're going to look at three of our core values twice. So we have three core values. It's embracing Christ, loving others, and serving our world. And each one of those is going to be talked about for the next 2 weeks. But for today, rather than kind of expound on a passage, I kind of want to just tell you a little bit and give you a taste of what Crossway Church is about. We're going to look at a passage, and the passage is Ephesians 4, verse 11 through 16. So if you have a Bible, great. If not, I will read it. It says this, and before we look at it, the book of Ephesians is a letter. It's called an epistle. And an epistle is basically a big fancy word for letter, and it's written by a guy named Paul to a church in Ephesus. And so that's where it gets the name Ephesians. So this book is written by one of the leaders of the church, and he's telling his people what's really important about the church. And so we're going to look at a brief little passage here, Ephesians 4. And if you don't have a Bible, we have some back there. So if you'd like a Bible, you can raise your hand, and Ryan will be happy to give one to you. So Ephesians 4. If it's in your Bible and it's around page 812 is where it is. So it was he, and speaking of he, it's Christ, who gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, and some to be pastors and teachers, to prepare God's work people for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up, until we all reach unity in the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. Then we will no longer be infants, tossed back and forth by waves, blown here and there by every wind of teaching and by cunning and craftiness of men and their deceitful scheming. Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will in all things grow up into him who is the head, that is Christ. And from him the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, as we look at this passage briefly this evening, I pray that you calm our hearts. I pray that we can tune out the voices of the busyness of the world around us and that we can listen to you. I pray that as I speak that you just direct my thoughts and my words, and I pray that we can just have a deeper appreciation of what you've done. In your name we pray, amen. So a story is told of a Vietnam soldier who had just gotten back from Vietnam in San Francisco, and he called his parents, and his dad picked up the phone, and he said, "Dad, I've made it back home safely, but I have a certain request for you. I want to come home, but I have a request." The father said, "Sure, whatever. You tell me what it is, and we'll do it." He said, "Dad, one of my friends was hit by a landmine, and he lost his arm and his leg. Can he come stay with us?" The dad paused for a moment, and he kind of figured he might have gotten himself into something more than what he wanted. And he said, "Son, are you really sure that you want to have your friend come home with us? I mean, we have a life to live. We have things we need to do, and to take care of someone without an arm and a leg, that would be too big of a responsibility." The son said, "But Dad, he has nowhere else to go, and he needs us." The father said, "Son, I know I told you I would do anything for you to come home, but I don't think we can do this." To which the son clicked, and the parents didn't hear back from him ever again. But they did get a phone call from the San Francisco police about a week later. Their son had fallen from a building. And when they went to the morgue to ID his body, they found that he was without an arm and a leg. My heart breaks for that family, because you know that if the father and mother had known that it was their own child who was hurt, they would have done anything for him. But there must have been something that they had done or said that made it difficult for their son to be truthful to them. Well, our world is full of hurt. We walk into this church building full of hurt and brokenness. Some of us in this room might be struggling with physical hurt, with cancer, with bones that are failing, with sickness. More than likely, though, some of our wounds may be hidden. Maybe your wound is low self-esteem or self-loathing due to a hypercritical parent. Maybe your marriage isn't going as well as you would like it to, and you feel so alone. Maybe you're dealing with an eating disorder or alcoholism or depression, and you feel like your world is so full of darkness. Maybe you're struggling with being single, and for some reason you just can't find that person to spend the rest of your life with. Maybe you were sexually or physically or verbally abused, and you're still dealing with the consequences of this. Maybe you lost your job, and you don't know how you're going to make ends meet. What are the wounds, and what are the issues that you come with today? You know, churches can be like those parents more than what we would like to admit. We can say we want to take care of the wounded and those that are hurting, but in reality, we put up a front. And we don't accept the wounded. Well, Crossway Church doesn't want to be that kind of a church. And when I look at this passage, I see three things that are vitally important for us to always be able to admit that we all have hurt that needs to be dealt with. Now, I'm not going to look at the list of titles of the jobs, the apostles, and anything like that. We don't need to go into that, but I do want to look at the job description that Paul gave to the leaders. If you look at your Bibles, it's in verse 12. It says, to prepare God's people for works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. Now we're going to camp on that little verse because there's three things that pop up. If you look at it, it says that the church is supposed to serve, it's supposed to build up the body, which is just the people in the church, and we're supposed to become more like Jesus. Well, if you think about that, that's actually Crossway Church's core values in reverse. It's serving your world, loving others, and embracing Christ. And so I want to look at the first part of it, and we're just going to kind of look at the three core values briefly so you get a taste of what Crossway Church is going to be about, and keep on coming back because we're going to keep on looking at them a little bit further. But the first core value that we see, which is embracing Christ, comes from verse 13 where it says, we all got to strive to reach unity in the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God and to become mature, attaining the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. Now there's a little thing here, but it states that we're supposed to work at becoming more mature and learn how to live. Well, if we aren't mature, it means we don't have life figured out as much as we think. And whether you're a new Christian or you're a longtime follower of Christ, or even just coming to grips with the Bible and what it says, this passage reinforces what I've stated earlier, and that is we all are broken people, and we all have hurts in our lives. We all are sinful, and we live more of a messed up life than we would like to admit, and we need to grow in our faith. And the way that we grow in our faith is by embracing Christ, by letting Him speak more and more into our life. And so Crossway Church wants to be about being a place where the story of Christ is shared. Your Bibles, if you got one from that Ryan handed out, says the story of God. I kind of wish it said the story of Christ because that's really what the Bible is about. It's all about Jesus. It's all about the promises leading up to Jesus, and it's all about Jesus in the end and what the impact that Jesus made in people's lives after that. And so Crossway Church wants to be about speaking the truth of the Bible as we read it. And the reality is that sometimes the Bible doesn't make me feel very good about myself. Sometimes it makes me realize that I don't have life together as much as I would like to admit. And the best thing is, that's okay. But Crossway Church wants to be not only speaking about the Christ and his death and his resurrection and his what he's done for us, of how he can become our Savior, but Crossway Church wants to be about trying to get ourselves to live the life that God's called us, a life of love and forgiveness rather than bitterness and hatred, a life of contentment rather than a life of worry, a life of hope rather than a life of despair. And we want to be a church that communicates this truth in and out, even if it makes us look in the mirror and not always like ourselves. Because when we see our brokenness, that's when we see our need for Christ more. But this passage makes it very clear that truth in itself isn't always great. If you have my doubts, respond to somebody when they ask, "Does this outfit make me look fat?" and say, "Yes." It's not always well received, is it? We can be more tactful. And this passage tells us that truth needs to be communicated with love, which brings us up to our next thing. If we're really to change our lives and to admit kind of our brokenness, it needs to be done in an environment where we have people around us that care. And if you look at the verse 15, it says, "Speak the truth in love, and we, not you, we will in all things grow up into him who is the head, that is Christ." Truth without love is just harsh. But truth with love is life-changing. And that's why our second value of Crossway Church is loving others. One of the best ways that people can experience the love of God is for us to show it. You know, I don't know what your story is, but my story is that I grew up in a small town in Iowa, a town of about 5,000 people, a town where probably the majority of the people go to church. People know a lot about Jesus, but it's also a town that's known for gossiping and judgment. And when I grew up, there's things that I was ashamed of, and I felt that judgment. And it made me doubt whether or not God would really love me, because I knew God knew all my faults, and I thought he judged me just like they did. And it wasn't until I started hanging out with a group of people when I was in college who were real about their failures and admitted that they didn't really have life all figured out, where I started to kind of slowly but surely share with them some of my failures. And I was amazed and shocked when they didn't shun me, they didn't judge me, they loved me. And they helped me get beyond some of my shortcomings. And all of a sudden, this judgmental God who sat there with a finger, pointing his finger at me, judging me, became a loving God in the midst of other people. And it was life-changing for me. It made me realize that Jesus just wasn't this head thing, but a heart thing. And it made me freer than I'd ever been. And from its start, Crossway Church has wanted to be that kind of a church. That's why we started with a small group. And we wanted to invest in each other's lives. Now, this connectedness doesn't happen right away. It takes time and trust to develop. But we want to be a place where people feel like they belong, where they can bring their junk and know that they'll still be loved. We want to be a group of people that not only loves people in the midst of their brokenness, but loves us enough to tell us when we're being stupid, where we're doing things that are being harmful to our families or to ourselves. But don't stand in judgment, but rather help us get through this brokenness. We want to be a group of people who listen to those who are hurting, who lost their parents or lost a loved one or a relationship ended and it didn't go the way they wanted to and they just need someone to listen. We want to be a group of people that love each other to see talents and gifts in them that let them grow and say, "You know what? I think you got this. Why don't you give it a shot?" That's part of what loving others is. That's part of what the building up of Christ is, and that's what Crossway Church wants to be about. The last thing, though, is we don't want to be a church that's just a cocoon around ourselves. We want to be a church that's about serving others. And you'll see it in verse 12 here. It says that we need to prepare God's people for works of service. That's the job of the church, so that the body of Christ may be built up. And Crossway Church wants to be about serving our world. And it's been part of our DNA from the very beginning. That's why we do a school pack drive when we notice that there is a need in Salmon Creek and Chinook. That's why we volunteer as lunch buddies in the school district and at the hospital. That's why we did even a tent at the barnyard, because we know families don't have that many places to hang out and just have fun together. That's why we even do a kids event, because we know that it's not that easy for families to have fun. It's a way for us to serve and be a blessing to our community with no strings attached, because that's what God calls us to be. And so that's what Crossway Church wants to be about. You know, MasterCard had those commercials for a while, the priceless ones. I haven't seen them as much lately. But they really kind of sum up, I think, what Crossway Church wants to be about. You know the commercials I'm talking about? They zoom in to maybe like a guy getting down on his knee, and the voiceover says, "New shirt and tie, $20. Fancy meal at a fancy restaurant, $120. The engagement ring, $3,500. Knowing that she'll be your wife for the rest of your life, priceless." They're awesome commercials. But that's what God wants us to be in this world. He wants us to bring priceless moments by serving. And so that's what Crossway Church wants to strive to be. We want to write priceless moments in people's lives, to where they can get a taste of what Christianity and the joy of what Christianity is like. So I want you to imagine two high schoolers, and the voiceover states, $6 for Starbucks mochas, $20 for the cell phone plan and texting so they can email and text back and forth, befriending the lonely kid in school who has no friends, because Christ loved you in your brokenness, priceless. Or a Crossway Church family bringing a bag of groceries to a single mom next door. And the voiceover says, "Groceries, $20. Chevron card, $30. Fred Meyer gift card, $50 for some new school clothes. Helping a single mom because she needs it, because Christ served us first. Priceless." That's what Crossway Church wants to be about. And that's our goal for what we want to become. And we ask you that if you consider joining us on this journey of embracing Christ, loving others, and serving our world.